There are more than 10,000 children in the Massachusetts Family Shelter System, and about half are too young to go to school. That means they're often missing out on the services and enrichment a classroom can offer. As WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel reports, there's a new push to get these kids better access to play spaces and activities.
Yeah, where's the O? Good job. You got it.
Oh. In a Boston shelter, there's a special room tucked at the end of a hallway. It's a playroom where kids sing and read, do dress-up, and sometimes cry. 20-month-old Devon looks at big magnetic letters with his mom, Jasmine Pryor.
What's this? D. Good job.
D
for Devon.
Pryor gets Devon settled in before leaving him with volunteers. She says it's good for him to socialize, and she likes the rare moment of freedom.
I love it. It's a great help. I'm able to get some things done, chores, and cook dinner and stuff like that.
As a kid, Pryor was in a shelter with her mom. She remembers a playroom there, but it's far from a guarantee these days. In the past year, the state's family shelter system has doubled in size, and more than 3,000 households are now in hotels and motels that often don't have toys, books, or play spaces for children. Rita Sears from Making Opportunity Count manages a hotel-turned-shelter in Concord. She says when she first arrived, there was nothing for kids to do.
A lot of them were just sitting around, not really doing much, picking at the rug, the carpet, the walls.
Other kids, she says, had lots of energy and nowhere to get it out.
They're just running back and forth constantly. When you're trying to get work done and you hear 15 kids running up and down the hall, it's a lot. So it was very evident that we needed something for the kiddos.
Sears teamed up with the nonprofit Horizons for Homeless Children to create a playroom at the hotel. But the play space can only accommodate a fraction of all the young children who live in the shelter. And it's only open a handful of hours a week.
There's so much demand, we were begging for volunteers so that we could add more play space days.
Horizons for Homeless Children has a contract with the state to build 12 other shelter playrooms over the next 2 years. But there are many more shelter locations.
We'll go as fast as we can.
Kate Barand is the CEO of Horizons. She says a stimulating environment is key for brain development in the first few years of life. And the shelter environment matters because the average shelter stay is over a year. And Barand expects that number to grow, since many shelter residents are migrants waiting for permission from the federal government to work so they can support their families and move out of shelters.
They will be in these hotels for very long periods of time. And I know everyone keeps using the word temporary.
This is not ending.
There is no place for these families to go, particularly where they don't have work permits.
So Barand would like to bring portable classrooms to hotel and motel parking lots. And she envisions training parents to become childcare providers to fill the teacher deficit.
What's happening now is everything's one-off. And the question isn't there a bigger option here?
Barand is working with other advocates and now state agencies, and they are starting to bring more services to young children in the shelter system. Amy Kershaw is the Massachusetts Commissioner of Early Education and Care.
I would say we're deep in the mapping of where the families currently are and where their needs are.
State grants are helping support 15 new shelter playgroups with 20 more on the way. And the state is also making it easier for parents to apply for subsidized childcare. Child advocates say they're hopeful the state is beginning to focus on the shelter system's littlest residents. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.